Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Diaz. Research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, this is part three, and it's funny. I've done part ones and part twos of different series, but never a part three, so there must be something special going on. And this is part three of Horseback Rides of a Lifetime. So I've shared with you about my research riding horses up into the Rocky Mountains. I spoke to you about filming for PBS and driving a team to Clydesdales. I spoke to you about going up with the Maddox family, riding up into Utah, into the Wasatch Mountain Range, and in the Rocky Mountains and glaciated lakes in parts one and two. Well, here is part three. We're back to that PBS pilot that I filmed for them. And I am back with Morgan on the farm. And we are now going to ride Clydesdale horses saddleback. And most people go, you can't ride a Clydesdale that big, because everyone always sees them. And again, you think about, and I mentioned like the Budweiser commercials, and you think about Clydesdales as being just to drive a team. Well, on RFD TV, there's a show, Gentle Giants, and they talk about these horses, and not just Clydesdales, but all the larger breeds. And I mentioned that before, but guess what? Clydesdales are these gentle giants. They are so good. Again, they're as good as their trainer, and Morgan was spectacular as being a trainer. So we are going to go saddleback. And again, growing up as a Western rider, because I'm a big old cowboy, well, Morgan sets these up, and they've got English saddles, no horn on it, and you're going to ride them with the reins using two hands. And again, I've done some Western this way as well, but so English riding is done this way. So Morgan sets them up, saddleback. Once again, I know what I'm doing, but when you've got an expert like her, she's going to set that up the right way, and I'm just going to sit there and learn. Again, we're filming, so we got cameramen and women all around, sound people taking care of all this while we're there. And I am sort of like just asking simple questions and, you know, feeding Morgan a question. She gives the expert answer. And that's what, you know, Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, the filming part of what we do, is all about. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, we get them all saddled up. Now we're going to ride them on a trail, and Morgan's going to teach me how to ride Clydesdales saddleback. So as we begin, and something, again, many of you who do ride, some of you are just listening to this because, and by the way, I really appreciate I have these listeners. Actually, we have listeners. It's an international show. We have people listening from all over the world, and I am blessed, and I thank you very much for listening, because they just want to hear about Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature, and there's always a different piece of the puzzle. Well, with the horses here, we are going to ride them, and Morgan's going to talk about using your legs and having your legs control the horse, about going right, going left, more than your reins. And the horse, once again, and I said this in part two, my good buddy Coach Gorski, who says, the reps you get is what you get good at. I fumbled that a little bit, but hey, he's talking about football, so I guess I'm allowed to fumble. But it's about football, but it's about life. And animals are the same way. They need to get their reps in. And you can actually just do a little press of the leg, and the horse knows exactly what you want him to do. And you instruct them a little bit with the reins. Hey, and as usual, since I am talking all the time, I'm talking to my horse. I'm talking to Morgan's horse. But while we're doing this, I'm also interviewing Morgan, and we have cameramen and women all around. And we're also mic'd up, you know, with the lav mics, so we can talk at a distance from the TV cameras. And I'm asking her general questions about it. And while I'm riding this Clydesdale, and I kid you not, a smile comes to my face because I realize at this moment, this is a horseback ride of a lifetime. Well, we get to an area and we get down and we chat a little bit. And then Morgan begins to discuss why people get off, and you're always getting off on the left side of the horse. And it doesn't matter whether you're riding English or Western, you get off on the left side. And it goes back all the way to the time of when guys were fighting with swords. And the sword was always on one side, so it was always easier to get off and mount from that left side. And it had all to do with going to battle. And I learned something. It's like this cool little fact, but you learn about it, like, I guess, a fact that I have taken for granted my whole life. And then all of a sudden I go, that's it. That is the reason. And then to film some B-roll for that PBS, the PBS pilot program, they, in a different location, dressed me up in the chain link mithril that guys wore with the big sword on the side. So they put that inside the pilot as well. So it was just really, really cool to be able to see how heavy, when those guys went to battle, what they were wearing. I had it on. And the sword is like, you know, like 20 pounds. And going, holy moly, these guys were, they were definite proven battle warriors to wear what they wore. But going back to the Clydesdales now, I am there. We get to an area and you see there are places that you can actually, again, and I'll say this, many of you who don't have horses and access, you can go on trail rides somewhere. And hey, I hope they are Clydesdales. But trail horses, they know, I joke about it this way, trail horses know two things. How to get to the end of the trail, because they know the turnaround point, and they definitely know how to get back to the barn, because that is home to them. But by saying that, if you're going to go out on a trail ride, I'm going to recommend that, because the horses are gentle, know where to go, where to come back. Well, Morgan takes me to a place where there's a fire pit next to this beautiful pond. And in her location, if you wanted to, you could say, hey, I'd like to go for an evening ride, and we could have a fire, an evening ride, we could fire, and then fish, which, hey, my light's up. Hey, you folks that are avid listeners know that anytime we're talking about water, ding, 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 there must be fish, ding, ding, ding. And I am a catch and release guy, because I always put all the fish back so they can grow up and have more fish and mommies and daddies and so on. Hey, that's a story for another day. But as I am riding this horse and going horseback ride of a lifetime, I realized that I am truly blessed. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.